Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Johnny Oliver. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blyaholder for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gulick. Boss reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill is walked intentionally. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Boss moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boss scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. It's 2-1, Indians. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boss hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rule hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gulick. Hale reaches second base with a double. Vosmek moves to third. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-2 in the game. Kom is walked intentionally. Dick Porter pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmek scores. Hale moves to third. Kom moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaeholder bunts towards first. Boss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. West strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burns is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.